The Gemara, my partner called Beza Medbeis, discusses the restrictions for a person who's in Avelus of either Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh to go into and participate in festive occasions. And the question that has to be defined is what exactly is included in this restriction. Because as we know, there's so many different occasions that there are. There's bar mitzvahs, there's shavuot brachos, there's weddings. And we have to define what are the restrictions. So the Gemara says, "Al kol ha'maasim kulam nichnas l'beis mishnah lachar lamed yom, halavi v'imo lachar yud beis chodesh." Okay. And then the Gemara makes a distinction between arisusa and puranusa. So if you want to see how the Rambam categorizes it on page 2, Perek Vav Hilchos Avel Halacha Vav, he says like this. Simchas Mareyah Shayachayev Lefroa So Miyad. They used to have this type of thing that they would make different type of Simchas Mareyahs for each other, and they would have like a rotation. So one day one family would do it, another day another family. So then the person is doing it not so much for the Simcha, but for his social obligation. So then, mutar lasos miyad lachar shiva. So then he could do miyad lachar shiva because it's not even simcha. But if it's not something he's just initiating a simchas mereyus, so then also likonis lo ad shloshim yom. Then it's a din of shloshim yom. Amedva mamurim b'shar kol meisim. That's chiluk, that tosh loshim is mutter for a certain type, and other type zachar shloshim, that's only by shar krovim. But alviv imo ben kach uben kach lo yikonis besimchus mereis ad shnei masor chodesh. So by alviv imo we don't have any distinction, and there's no heterim. But it has to be Achnei Mesach Chodesh. What? In other words, that means that they used to have this like a rotation thing. There was a couple of families would rotate to make this party, this gala party. One week they would be by this family, one week by that family. So it's his turn. Okay. Now, so, but we still have to define it clearer. What exactly, how does this fit in? So take a look at Maseches Smachos on page 3. It says in Maseches Smachos, Al kol ha'maasim kulam, osur leilech lebeis hamishneh, ad shishalmu lo lamed yom, alavi v'imo osur kol shnei masar chodesh, elim kein haisul l'shem shamayim. So the Maseches Smachos is very vague. It says that that you can't go into a Beis Mishnah 30 days of the Imo, it's a year, unless it's Haisel L'Shem Shemayim. So I can't fathom what does that mean? Haisel L'Shem Shemayim. That's like Sisrei Torah. What does it mean, Haisel L'Shem Shemayim? So, there are different pshatim in the Rishonim what this means. So, take a look. First, before we see that, let's take a look in Yerushalmi in Moed Katan on page 4. So the Yerushalmi says, Hakol ha-meisim hu osa leilach v'suda at 30 yom, halavi v'ima at 12 chodesh, im haisa chaburas mitzvah al kiddush ha-chodesh mutter. So here, he doesn't use the word l'shem shemayim, but he says that if it was a chaburas mitzvah, like or kiddush ha-chodesh mutter. Let's see what Rashi said. The Korban Eda. Ha'isa chaburas mitzvah kavon chaburas Pesach v'kodshim. Ma'isa sheni. He called him shatzorach ba'atzmo. Havagav shalcha b'chabur v'yesha mishta v'simcha. So now, at first glance, one could say maybe that's the pshat in Maseches Machos, that l'shem shamayim is chaburas mitzvah. That would be a good pshat. That L'shem Shemayim is Chaburas Mitzvah, and Chaburas Mitzvah is what's... So, now, do you mean to tell me that everything that's Suda's Mitzvah, therefore, would be Mutter? So what? Then the ramifications would be daunting. I mean, then you would basically say, you go to a wedding, right? Isn't that a... That's probably a bigger mitzvah than... you know, than these things. So we have to define what's being said here. Would anyone in his right mind say he can even go to a wedding? Chaburas mitzvah. And maybe that's Prat L'Shem Shemayim. That would be a good Prat L'Shem Shemayim. In L'Shem Shemayim, you're going for the mitzvah. It's not, you're not going for the, you know, you want to be part of the mitzvah. So even though there is simcha there, but you're going for the mitzvah. So let's see what the Rishonim seem to say. The Rush, in Noid Katan, on page 5, asks the Kasha, that in our Gemara it says, I call a Mason, I call a Mason, I call because if you look in the Gemara, we didn't see the whole Gemara together now, but if you look in that Gemara, the Gemara seems to say the simchas mreis. Rashi says suda shosim reim ahuvim zeim zeh lavi simcha kol kach. If it's just the suda shoshus, but a suda mitzvah, the Gemara implies over there would be considered a greater simcha, and the Maseches Machos, the Evel Rabasi, is mashma that a suda mitzvah perhaps is more kal. So which one is it? Is it more chomer or more kal? So he says. So he says that l'shem shemayim is not a code word for suda's mitzvah. That's not correct. So what is it? Teiris l'hai l'shem shemayim l'shari hainu duhu meisi yosam v'yisoma oni v'ani l'shem shemayim. Whereas l'shem shemayim means that the person who is the avel is involved in orchestrating the simcha, and if he doesn't attend to make sure it's taken care of, then the whole simcha might not happen. It's not like today you just hire a caterer, so there's no one person who, if he doesn't show up to a simcha, the simcha is not going to happen. You paid the caterer, it'll happen. But then it was before professional catering, so there are a person or a couple of people who are taking the responsibility to make sure that the simcha takes place. So with that, without their presence of being osek, it might not happen. So that's a heter. But if it's what? If it's a stam mesudas mitzvah where you're not the one who's really, it's not a make or breaker. That if your attendance would, cause the simcha not to happen, so then there's no heter just of sudas mitzvah. That's what the Ravid says. So this Ravid is very relevant, as we'll see that the Aruch HaShulchan comments on page 17, and this he says, "Zeshi tiru b'mitzvah l'shem shamayim." So normally the parents would be there to make sure everything's taken care of, but here the parents are not there, so this other person is orchestrating. Now this is an important extension that the Aruch HaShulchan makes. He doesn't think it means that if these people would not show up, the simcha wouldn't happen. Mustama, other people would make sure it happened. What, there's only, these people could serve the soup? Then no one else knows how to serve soup. I mean, it'll happen even without these people. But what? So explains the Aruch HaShulchan, nearly the Lavdavki is part of the Hashidach Lagarme, Elo Shalei, Vachosan, Vachal, Yukim, Etstarim. In other words, these people are so significant to the chassan and kala, that if their presence would be lacking at the wedding, there would be a tremendous lack of simcha by the chassan and kala. As mitzvah yesh chiyuv alav kimo pesav kochin kimo mizad lo shayach zeh u'divrei gamad here. So this el shalei v'chassan kala yukim etzdarim. So as we'll see, so this became one of the heterim that, say, for example, unfortunately it happens that the parent of the chassan or the kala is in Yud Beis Chodesh during their child's wedding. This happens, So, and obviously they couldn't fully participate. That would be a tremendous deprivation of simcha. So memela, that's nichlal in this idea of l'shem shamayim, of that they could participate in the simcha in the full extent.
So we don't say it's
dafka yosem v'yisom. Right. It's not dafka yosem v'yisom. Okay, so that's number one. Then, if you'll take a look in the Rosh and Yevamos on page 7, the Rosh says, "Varav Yosef Alevi Zal Hevi Raya, the Rosh Vinyan Al Beis Hamishnah Shor Shus." Aminim Sechas Machas Al Kol Amesim Osir Leila Leveis HaSimchat Shloshim Al Ovi Vima Al Yud Beis Chodesh Ben King Ais HaSudah Shol Mitzvah. So basically he's saying that any Sudas Mitzvah is Mutter. Any Sudas Mitzvah, no, the Shem Shemayim is a Sudas Mitzvah. Ah, there's a Gemara that's Mashma Faket, so who says we paskin like that Gemara? In other words, so this is a very big kula, obviously. In other words, the Ravid Shita is that it's only if your presence is the breaking presence. And if you're not going to be there, the parents are not going to be at the wedding, it's going to shter the whole Simcha. He's saying, no, any simchas mitzvah. Now, how far would we go? So take a look in the Tshuvas Maimoni on page 8. It says the Tshuvas Maimoni. The Rav of Yosef, Umari Rabbeinu Yehuda, Mipi Rabbeinu Yaakov, that's Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he matirim lovo l'sudas kosher, ad kan l'shomer. So even a sudas chasam, that would be mutter. Needless to say, we'll have to see. We don't paskin like this opinion of these Rishonim and the Tshuvas Maimoni that would permit a Sudas Mitzvah, even a Sudas Chasam, to participate.
I mean, Sheva Brachas.
Sheva Brachas, Chasana. Any Sudas Mitzvah would be, even if you're not such a close friend or a close relative or something like that. But everyone adds to the Simcha. So that sheet is not even quoted. Then, if you'll take a look, in the Nimuka Yosef, on page 11, so he discusses the same question of the writing. Is Sudas Rishus Mocham or Mokal, etc. Says Yezvom Adhu L'shem Shemayim Mayri B'Sudas Mitzvah the Lekas Simcha Yomber Smi L'Digit Tzad Dinuka Inami B'Masi Yosem Yisom Mashim Lo Yachnis Hu Yispat Ola Maisa. So he says that there's the different types of Sudas Mitzvah. He says the Sudas Mitzvah that's Mutter, that's L'Shem Shemayim, which he also says is Sudas Mitzvah, but not like Rabbeinu Yosef and that's that says any Sudas Mitzvah. But it's only a Sudas Mitzvah that doesn't have Simcha to it. What does it mean? I mean, you can be happy at any Sudas Mitzvah, but the certain Sudas Mitzvah. So here he says a Bris Milah. A Bris Milah is a big Simcha, a Bris Milah, but that's not called a Sudas Mitzvah Sheyesh Bo Simcha. Because, why? So he says because Tzara Diyanuka. That the Tzara Diyanuka. We'll have to see, that we'll see other poskim say it's not only a simchas because the baby's crying and he got hurt at the thing, but all these but we'll see the poskim say there are two types of sudas mitzvah, basically chasana related things and everything else. Chasana related things, wedding, shavu brachas, that's called the sudas mitzvah sheyesh bo simcha. And what? And things that are not chasana related, bar mitzvah, siyum, mila, pidyon haben, all these things are sudas mitzvah that are not chasana related. So those things are called a sudas mitzvah she'en ba simcha. Even though, it's a big simcha. A mila can be a big simcha, this is a big simcha, but the simcha of chasana, that's considered a different level of simcha, and that for sure is aser. And the only things that are mutter are what? Are sudas mitzvah that don't have simcha. Okay, so that's another approach. Now the Ramban adds another point, which is relevant, on page 9. And that's the following. Is there an Isser to go to the Simcha and not eat? And not eat. You know, good Jews like to eat. Simply like to eat. So if you're at a Simcha, you're not eating. So felt in the Simcha for you. Right? You're not getting a geschmack out of the, you know, the shmor, the you know, especially b'zman hazeh, that you know, that simchas are a tremendous amount of ochel. So the Ramban says, and you'll see it's machlokas here, page 9, second arrow. The Nogu mitzvah chom lahakel b'chnisas beis hamishta lahasev shal mishal simcha v'shal suda. Veim omrim shelo osru ella lechol imohem b'mishta. Aval knisa b'vad muteris. She'ein simcha below achila. That's a good yesod. Ein simcha. This should be the Weight Watchers, you know, matter. Ein simcha below achila. So, right, so if you're not eating, you're not happy. That's a big yesod. Ein simcha below achila. Okay. Now, if you see, this is quoted in the, and then, but the Ramban then quotes another opinion and says not that way. Then the Ramban says no. He quotes Mitzvahs Chachamim that say like that. But then on the bottom line, he says, Mistabra Osir Likonis of Ismishna Omru Bein Lachila Bein Likonis Sham Bashashain Sukim Bim Mizmute Chasim Vikala. Shein Avelis Bimokam Simcha. He says, no. He says, there's an Issa to go in, and especially if there's music there. In other words, the Mitzvah Chachamim say, as long as you're not eating, you're good. And the other opinion says no, even to go into the hall, and you know, there's a festive atmosphere even if you're not eating, right? Even if you're not eating. Oh, so, and if you look in the tour on page 13, he quotes the different opinions. He says, "Hey, top line. Hey, Momer Shlo Osro El Lechol Imoim." That's the first opinion. For Knisa is Muteris. Shein Simcha B'Lachila. Then he quotes Rabbi Yehuda Abar Tzaloni. Kasev Kain Shekasev Yesh Nogim Likanes Tok Shnei Masachodish Lachupa Lishmo Abrocha Olavakir Avol Lechol. Yesh Machmim Shein Nichnosim Klal. Ramban Kasev Shosro Likanes Sham Klal. And that's what the Rosh says. That you shouldn't even go in. And the Beis Yosef says in the bottom, Linyan Halacha, last three lines, that you shouldn't even go in. Even if you're not eating. So now, how does this all fit in La Halacha? We have all these different shitas, the Ravid, with the Shem Shamayim means the Osam Yosoma, that it's a make or break situation, the Rabbeinu Yosef about mitzvah, the Nikamuka Yosef about lower level mitzvahs, meaning Simcha Dikah mitzvahs, like marriage versus other things, the question about eating, not eating. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, so the Mechaber quotes first, he says, Avil also b'mishta, fichach lo yichach tinok b'cheiko. Right? Also b'simcha, rather. The nis of simcha. And you can't even take a tinok and play around with a little baby. Then he says, Al kol ha-meisim nichnas l'beis ha-mishta l'achar shloshim yom, alo vivimo l'achar yud beis chodesh. And then Simchas Mereyah, Sheyachayv Lefroa, he says that chiluk. So then the Ramah says, the Chaburus mitzvah, Gonamasi Yosem Vayasom and Lashem Shemayim, lo yochol shom izbata l'maisim mutter l'achar lamed. Aval toch lamed osur l'chol sudas mitzvah sheba olam, aval sudas mitzvah l'esh bo simcha mutter. So he says, a sudas mitzvah, in other words, he quotes this chiluk. And he says it much more expansive than the Mukhe Yosef. Pidya Rabben, Bris Mila, that's all Ein Basimcha. Mutu Lechol Shama Fil Tok Shiva, if it's in your house. You can even go there and if it's in your house. And you can even eat there. V'yesh Omer Mesudas Bris Mila, then he writes the famous line, V'minek Shalo Lechol Bishum Suda Ba'olam Kol Yud Beis Chodesh in Chutz LeBeisov. So the minug of the Ramah, minug Ashkenazim, is not to eat at any Suda, meaning any festive Suda, all Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's Chutz LeBeisov. Tocha bayis mekilin shochel right. Excuse me. All sudas, except with the one exception, is that if of the case of the raven or hashulchan when it's a make or break, like the parents at a wedding. Have full participation.
If
the parents, the grandfather passed away, grandmother passed away, and the grandson, the granddaughter getting married.
If it's not the parents that passed away.
One second. So therefore, from them not to come is going to share the simcha in such a way, so then that's permissible. That's the din of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ravid. And the no matter who passes away. Meaning, that if they're not going to be there, that's going to stare. Okay, now, so it comes out like this, that, so Minhag Ashkenaz is not to go to any simcha, meaning a small simcha or a big simcha, and eat there. Bris Mila, even small Pidyon HaBen, Bris Mila, certainly a wedding, anything. Now it says that's only what? To eat. If he's not eating, so then he wants to just go in and, you know, sit there and say Mazel Tov, and he's not eating. We'll see later, provided, as Rabbi put it out from the next Ramah, provided that there's no music. But if it's like a bris mila, it usually doesn't have music. So he wants to go there and say Mazel Tov, or even sit there a little bit and listen to the Dvar Torah, but not to eat. So this would apply to a bar mitzvah, to a Pidyon HaBen, unless you're part of the, as we'll see, as Poskim say, if you're part of the Bali Simcha, you're the father, the Sandik, or something like that, that would be different. But just a stam person. Now, the Chidah writes, I should really Xerox a few, the Chidor writes that this is only for Ashkenazim. Sfardim have not accepted upon themselves this chumrah, not to eat at any suda. Sfardim have not accepted upon themselves, and therefore, Sfardim, says the Chidor, and the Yalkut Yosef quotes this as well, the Rav Abadi has in his tshuva as well, that Sfardim could go and eat at a suda that doesn't have music, provided that it's not a sudas nesuin, provided it's not a sheva brachas or a chasana. But Ashkenazim are more machmer. Ashkenazim have this minhag of not going at all, not eating at all. Then, but again, even for Sfardim, the kula is only on the Ramos Chumra of Kol Suda, even the what we call the lower level Simchas. And, okay. But then, the next is Halacha Gimel, Likonis L'chupa Shalom B'Shas Achila. In other words, to be at the Chupa. Shalom B'Shas Achila. So they're not serving food usually for the chuppah. Sucking candies maybe, but they're not serving food at the chuppah. So he wants to go to the chuppah. So yesh matirin v'yesh osrim. But the Rama writes, avolo yikanes. See, this becomes very tricky because you see, then they didn't have. Today we have so much music at the chuppah. Right, I mean, once the chuppah starts, there's no music unless you're at one of these places where they have a guitar under the chuppah. But in most regular weddings, there's no. Once the chuppah starts, there's no music. Right, there's no what the Rama calls mizmute chasen v'kala. Mizmute chasen v'kala. So that means, in other words, so this whole discussion, as Rav Abadi always points out, is only relevant if there's no music, or meaning that you would come into the chuppah when the music stopped already. What? Well, the Ramban already quoted it. But a chuppah that you do in a shul, and you know, this is the raya that they used to get married in shul. There's a whole discussion whether you're allowed to have a wedding in a shul, because that's one of my shiurim for Leil Shavuos. It's about chukas akum. Chukas Akum. There's a lot of things of Chukas Akum that we. It's unbelievable how many things we took into our. So the question is, certain things are mutter, certain things are usher. So one of the things is getting married in shul. So all the Hungarian rabbanim signed that there's an Issur Chamor to because that comes from the church. That's part of their religion. You get married in shul. Rav David Lifshitz Zatzal would never go to a wedding in a shul. That was part of his Mesorah. Never go to a wedding in a shul. Because that's the Bechuk Hosei, it comes from the Reform, from the churches, etc. In fact, some say even the drasha under the chuppah comes from the. I'd probably add the drasha in shul on Shabbos morning comes from the church, and you know, all these things come from. So the question is, certain things maybe we're allowed to use, and certain things we're not allowed to, you know. But it's all from the church. The question is, certain things that if there's a tam or something like that, that you know, we're not just doing it to try to emulate them. But that's the shiur for Shavuos night, 92-page packet on on this topic. It's hard to figure out. You know, graduation, cap again, these things. But it's all from the, you know, there's a discussion. Some poskim matir. Listen to this. We're getting off the topic, but some poskim matir. There's a famous truva from the Krach Shel Romi. Some poskim matid to go to the church and listen in to the nigunim and use those nigunim for Yom HaNoraim. That was a big debate, whether you're allowed to do this or not. Whether this is mamish, chukas akum mamish, or this is mutter. Because you could say that, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, we were talking about it. He said, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro was saying, "Pshat is that why are the ones they going to use in the church? Because the Moshe is a lave. So why can't we borrow them? Or no, maybe they're in the church. We shouldn't, you know." It seems to say in Shulchan Aruch, if a chazan does that, that's grounds to fire. But there were poskim that permitted it. But we're getting off the topic here. So a lot of things come from the church. That's why certain, you know, the minhag of Rabbanim, the old Rabbanim, the real European Rabbanim, like Rabbi Zatzal, others, you know, was the only darshan Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos Hagadol. That was the... Anything else was from the Reform, from the church, from anything else. So other Rabbanim say, well, our generation needs it. We need this, so maybe we're not doing it to emulate the church, but we need feel that our balabatim, you need to have the weekly Torah dose of weekly inspiration from the... And other Rabbanim who were very purists about not having any secular influence infiltrate them, would never speak Shabbos morning, because that was already, and speaking of the chuppah. Okay, but we're talking about avelus here. Let's get back to the topic here. So memela. So they used to get married in the shul. So when they get used, but the poskim say that's not a raya, that because it could be that once they the church adopted it, now we can't do it anymore. For example. Like Matseva, the Ovos, Avram Avinu, they used Matseva, but then once the Goyim copied it, then we have to stop. In other words, if the Goyim decide they want to put on tefillin, we're not going to stop putting on tefillin. Because that's a mitzvah, that's a chiyuv. But certain things that are just a hanhaga, that's not a strict chiyuv, so once they adopt it, we have to chuck it sometimes. And so that's the discussion. Whether getting married in shul is one of these things that once the goyim take, so some rabbanim like Rav Lifshitz and others, and Chiddush Rav Lifshitz wasn't a Hungarian rabbi, but the Hungarians for sure. I mean, I could show you a Kol Kore that they saw hundreds of rabbanim sign, never to allow a chuppah in a shul. Rav Moshe says, well, we're not getting married in the church. We're getting married in the shul. But then he says you should ask the davening in the shul, but then I don't know if that's such a raya. Okay, but that's if you want to hear the shir one day on this topic. You're just getting me riled up for the other shir. We have to do the avelus. Okay, so this is the idea. So Mekitzer, the Ashkenazic practice is not to get is not to be mishtatef in any suda, festive meal, even if it's a lower level simcha, to eat there. So the two heterim for Ashkenazim, meaning not two heterim, but the two qualifications that you could eat, you could go, is if you're not going to eat and there's no music. Somebody recently asked me a question. They just got up from Shiva, like a parent just got up from Shiva, and or for Shloshim, whatever it was, and their son is getting honored by the shul dinner. Right, so I discussed with everybody, thought that if they're not eating and there's no music, they can just come to be there to watch the presentation, etc. But they shouldn't eat there, and they shouldn't... Right, but it's a special occasion. Rav Abadi told me several times that he feels the Hagdara is like special occasions. That's called a Simchas Mereis, special occasions, like a special party for a retirement party or something like that. So special occasions, that's where the Ramor Shita is that it's Asr. And then the Mechaber is Mekel, unless it doesn't have this minhag. That's what the Chidah was Mechadish. That for the Sfardim it's only the Chasin stuff. One second. Because there's always a question about, I guess Shabbos meal or something like that. And so there are different opinions. Some opinions only permit, relatives of family and stuff like that. Rav Abadi thought that a Shabbos meal is not a real Simchas Mereis, even if you invite people there, because it's not a special event. It's just you're just eating and leaving. You're not. It's not a festivity. And others say, others have these things, one couple yes, two couples no, different, there's no real, this is just hasharas, there's no real, so if you're, some people say you shouldn't invite, so different nihugim about this. Rav Abadi thought that it's not considered a Simchas Mereis, that's not a Simchas Mereis. I mean, some of them wanted to say, how could a kid who lost his parent go to camp in the summer? Isn't camp a whole big, eating with your whole bunk with 20 other people? So the pastor's like Rav Abadi said it, but it's not a Simchas Mereis. It's not a simcha. It's not a special occasion. And others. I'm more marked on that. But, sometimes I've seen, people in Yud Beis Chodesh feel, they'll go to the Shmorg. The Shmorg is it's the best part, and forget about that, but the Shmorg is Achila, and it's Mizmutei Chasen V'Kala, so that's not a proper thing to do. And I'm sure, if somebody's talking Yud Beis. Now, there is a thing about eating in another room, eating with the Mordechai has this. One second. Where's the Mordechai? Yeah, Rabbeinu Tuvia Hayamachmir ala Ovel Shalalecho B'chubatok Lamek Im HaMishamshim. To eat with the Mishamshim. So this is the source of this Mishamshim thing. You see, some people have this thing, if you take a picture at the thing, so you can already do everything. You can already be there in the main wall. Just take a picture, and that's it. So that's the Chor Shvach HaMaisis. I don't know if Tzinner in the Sefer has some Makoros, maybe. He has Makoros for everything. But the Pasha says he's talking about you're eating with the Mishamshim, not that you just did a... You just took a picture and you're eating with everyone else. Or you just make believe you're the waiter, and you're dishing out soup for everyone or something like that. But you're mamish in the air with the mizmutei chas and the kalas. So there was the real heter of the mshamshim. You're a different room, and you're eating with the waiters in a different room. Yeah, where are you reading? Where are you reading?
The bottom line.
Right. Yesh matirin la'ovel echol besuda nesuun abris mila ima mishamshin vachalei b'mokom simcha kom b'bayis acher. So b'bayis acher just means a different room. And if you're a machasin, it means a room further down where you won't hear the mizmutei chasin v'kala. You won't be there. But by Mila, sometimes they're in a different room, so that's another tzad kula. But But it says beferish that you shouldn't be there. So pashas is these kulas that some people are knowing is shvachim meisus. Just take a flip a picture and then you can do whatever you want. You know, it's a shtickle shvachim meisus. But those are the basic. So yeah, Ezra.
You base kodesh that Ramon mentioned for the fall of Kormor. Is that's not for Avivimos, right?
Avivimos, Yud base kodesh, right? You don't have right. There's no Yud base kodesh for anyone else. He means for Avivim, yeah.
A question for the Sfardim.
No, probably not. He probably meant it's like a regular siyum. In other words, the chumrah of the Ramah, means even if there's no music, you shouldn't be eating there.
It's fine, you could go to, like, let's say, like, the Thanksgiving dinner.
In other words, I could go to the bar mitzvah. Forget, go to the bar mitzvah.
Even
a Shabbos lunch bar mitzvah.
Right.
Not anything
that's connected to the
Hatzim Benal. Right, but the Nesu'an stuff is yeah.
Well, on Shabbos, would that become available for Hesia?
Okay, so available for Hesia on Shabbos is going to be a separate packet.
Is there a difference between Tosh Loshen and your base Goyesh? Like, or more, like, do these in Therim apply within Shloshen? Or there you can't go at all, even if you're not eating with some music?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
The article Shulchan Sefer that superimposed the Ramah's Qumran? Like if a person's essential part of something, he's allowed to eat them there also?
Yeah, so that's... So that's where Moshe's Shuv here, page 19, where he has this cool as well. He quotes some other sources, the Avi Akala, Avol Muta Lelech Chubas Bito. And there Poskim... people are knowing that even in Shiva it happens sometimes. Rachmana Litzlan. That they get up from Shiva. I know several cases of various Talmidei Chachamim in different situations with Toch Shiva to go to a child's wedding. You know, that they themselves were Toch Shiva.
Didn't
you
write that
the
Hetzer of
Lashem
Shemayim was only after
Lamed? Yes, yeah, so Ramosha was makel even more. And then Ramosha has another tshuva about a woman's an avelus tochid beis chodesh. And the husband wants that she should go with him to some type of mishtah of sorts. So usually the minhag is that the women just don't go. Like today, people go to weddings without their spouses all the time. You know, like especially if they're little kids in the family. You know, you can't expect the wife to go to every. But if he's so really matvid, it's going to bring some feel very much a busha. So he has this kula that she's meshuba to the baal, and she could. And if he has to go to the bar mitzvah and he doesn't want to go to the bar mitzvah alone, he feels very uncomfortable that she's meshuba to him. But Moshe has another tshuva back. Kiddush b'makom suda, that really till the husband davened, she could eat b'li kiddush because she's meshuba to him. So if it's not zman suda for him, so it's also a big okay, whatever. Yeah.
You mentioned in previous year about the yibbe kiddush being mokal on yibbe kiddush, so if it's going to apply here also. If the grandfather, say, before he passes away, and he knows his grandson is getting married. And he tells his son that, you know, you should go to the wedding or whatever it is.
Right, but we're saying you don't even need that. Okay. You don't even need that. But if he did, then he did. Right. Okay. I want to leave Purim for a different shiur. Because when we were going to be a Shia on Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, I'll put in Purim there also. But Purim might be very different. It'll got to be Hilchos Aveilos. So the Purim, or is that another question that people discuss? A suit, you know, Purim Suda. Could you have people from Yud Beis Chodesh at the? So I'm going to leave Purim for. But the basic klalim, I think we set down here. What's left here is the tshuvas of the Maram Shik and the Mariel Diskin and the Prima Godim, all discussing the idea of if you work for an orchestra. You work for right, so that's your point. You get parnasa from that, so you could perform in Yud Beis Kodesh, because it's not a simcha for you. You're doing it for the job, and so you know. So that's what the Prima Godim writes on page 25, Yisrael. Harnasam klizemer etzel einu Yisrael beis mishta yekadei parnaso shari. And the Mariel Diskin says umem klishir aviv torid b'avidte. So einu sameich b'amolo. And Baram Shik also has a discussion of this. Okay, so these are some of the but as everybody pointed out, you know, special occasions, so like a kiddush, you know, kiddush and shul, so kiddush and shul, you can go and say mazel tov and not eat, and there's no music and there's not eating. As everybody pointed out, go say mazel tov and leave.
Were you making a distinction, like, let's say, for an offer, for the first part of the day, which is that kind of thing?
No, in the Suan things, we weren't. The distinction we made for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim was within the Bar Mitzvah realm, the lower tier simchas of Bar Mitzvah, Bris Milah, Pidyon HaBen, those lower tier. Well, definitely. You know, Sheva Brachas and wedding is a different thing. Ofra was technically before, so I what would they say by, an Ofra? I'd have to ask someone who, follows this minhag. It's interesting, originally Rav Abadi writes in his Shuva, he thought there should be no chiluk between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, he writes. Because he says, even though it's only in the Ramah, but there's no mashmos in the Beis Yosef that he disagreed. But he says, then they showed him the Chidah. He says, and he says, Botla Daiti to the Chidah. And then I saw in the Yalkut Yosef that he writes this Beferish. He brings down the Chidah and he writes this this Chiluk. So these are. Okay, so these are some basic yisodas. I kept my word. We ended at 10 o'clock, so the chief rabbi is here, I guess. So we can go listen. Okay, 1 second. Next week. So what's the story? By the way, you should know, just for counting, I was checking how many shirim we have. There's no such thing as packet 26, so it never existed. So it's really only 25. so we having share Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's what we'll do for next week. Because Monday I'm gonna have to give a share in Queens. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and then when we come back from Shavuos, so then we'll have already 3 weeks. And then we should convey this man at the Bechina, and this way we'll have this man that everyone can take it b'shar tova. And this way, you know, you can take it bizman. Because my experience from the past is once you don't take it bizman, then it can be any time. It can be knocking on my door the night before the Chag HaSmicha, you know, that you still need a, you know. So, no, for your own good, it's good. So, I'd like to accommodate everyone, and hopefully I'll be giving back the. If you didn't get, you need the bechina back. Most of you got it back already, but there's still a couple need the bechinas that I didn't finish yet, and hopefully I'll finish them shortly. And okay, so this is as Rabbi, I told you, Rabbi Gedalia Berg pointed out. These shilas are from the most common shilas that people get from Balabatim, you know, them, you know, Yud Beis Chodesh and Simchas. Baruch Hashem, we are Jewish people, we have a lot of Simchas. Baruch Hashem, we should have more Simchas, and we shouldn't have Avelos. But you know, these are this is what comes up, and these are some of the kolim that.
So Rabbi Hope thought that a shul dinner is considered part of the
so we're up like early.